弟兄姐妹们，还有朋友们，主内平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace to you.
今天早晨非常感恩，能够和弟兄姐妹一同在主的面前来擘饼纪念主，也来感谢赞美主。
Thank the Lord that we can thank the Lord to sharing the communion service.
因为好几位弟兄姐妹都提醒我，好久没看到我们。
Many brothers and sisters reminded me that haven't seen us for a long time.
我也十分想念弟兄姐妹们。
I remember you all.
早晨一同擘饼纪念主的时候，心里面实在是感恩。
At a table meeting, I give thanks to the Lord.
因为主的恩常与弟兄姐妹同在。
Because God's grace is upon you.
也看见早晨在主面前聚集的人也越发增多，看见主的恩典在弟兄姐妹中间也越发显多。
We see many have come and grace is with you.
也谢谢刚刚明阳弟兄的一点分享。
Thank the brothers sharing.
弟兄基本上也把我早晨的负担也说出来了。
He also spoke about my theme today.
知道我们的主他带领我们。
We know that our Lord leads us.
同时呢，慢慢的在主的恩典里面，我们也长大了。
In His grace we grow.
无论是做父母。
No matter being parents.
无论是在工作岗位中。
Or at work.
或是在教会的服事里，我们也靠着主的恩典渐渐长大。
Or in church service, we are growing.
所以我们也从主领受了责任。
We also receive responsibility from the Lord.
也需要来牧养神安排在我们周围的人。
We also need to shepherd around with the people that's around us.
所以早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹一同来在主的恩典里面来学习，我们如何在爱里面来学习这个牧养的服事。
By His grace, then we will learn about how to shepherd in love.
好了，我们一同先打开圣经，我们来读几处的经文。
Let's turn to the Bible.
我们第一处要读的在约翰福音第十章。
In John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章，我们先读第十一节。
Verse 11.
这是主耶稣说的话。
This is the word from Jesus.
我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gave his life for the sheep.
我们再从第十四节读到第十六节。
And then from 14 to 16.
我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我，正如父认识我，我也认识父一样，并且我为羊舍命。我另外有羊，不是这圈里的。我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群，归一个牧人了。
Verse 14, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Then also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd.
所以这段经文给我们看见我们和主耶稣之间的关系。
This allows us to see the relationship between us and Jesus.
主耶稣说他是好牧人。
Jesus said he is good shepherd.
那谁是他的羊呢？
Who are the sheep?
弟兄姐妹知道吗？
Do you know?
是我们，就是我们这些信耶稣的人。
We are his sheep, those Christians.
好，那我们再翻到约翰福音第二十一章最末了。
Let's turn to chapter 21, the last verses.
约翰福音二十一章，我们从第十五节读到第十七节。
From verse 15 to 17.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门。”你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说：你喂养我的小羊。耶稣第二次又对他说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说：你牧养我的羊。第三次对他说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说你爱我吗，就忧愁，对耶稣说：主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说：你喂养我的羊。
So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Feed my lambs. He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep.
所以这段经文我们看见、主耶稣把彼得也是我们这些属他的人哈、带到一个、亮光的里面。
Jesus brought Peter that represents us into a light.
在这里呢，主耶稣给彼得一个使命，或者给他一个托付。
He gave Peter a responsibility.
主耶稣叫彼得做什么呢
？What does he want Peter do?
就是要喂养主的羊。
Is to feed his sheep.
或者说要牧养主的羊。
Or shepherd his sheep.
这里我们看见彼得他的身份，他不仅是属主的羊。
We see that Peter is not only he belongs to the sheep.
对，他也从主领受这个托付，他要来牧养，来喂养主的羊。
He also was entrusted by the Lord to tend his sheep.
换句话说，主耶稣告诉彼得，他不仅是一只羊，他同样也要做一个牧人。
The Lord tells Peter that he's not only a sheep, he needs to be a shepherd.
好，我们再读下一处经文，在彼得前书第五章。
In 1 Peter chapter 5.
那彼得前书我们知道就是这位使徒彼得他到晚年的时候所写的
We know this book is written by Peter in his latter year
彼得前书第五章我们从第一节读到第四节
Verse 1 through 4
我这做长老做基督受苦的见证同享后来所要显现之荣耀的劝你们中间与我同做长老的人务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊按着神的旨意照管他们不是出于勉强乃是出于甘心也不是因为贪财乃是出于乐意也不是辖制所托付你们的乃是做群羊的榜样到了牧长显现的时候你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕
The elders who are among you I exhort I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers not by compulsion but willingly, nor for dishonest gain but eagerly, nor as being lords over those entrusted to you but being examples to the flock.And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away.
好了，我们读经，早晨读经先停在这里，我们一起有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你，因为你实在是我们的好牧人。
Lord, we thank you. You are truly our good shepherd.
你为我们舍命。
You gave your life for us.
主，早晨我们是因着你那不改变的爱，我们在你的面前把你所当得的敬拜赞美来献给你。
By your unchanging love, we give our thanks to you.
主，我们知道你这样一个不改变的爱，还要在我们身上来成全我们。
Your unchanging love will perfect us.
叫我们也能够像你一样，成为一位牧人。
So that we can become a shepherd like you.
我们能够来与你同工，来叫你其他的儿女们一同的都能够在你恩典里面，主能够长大成人。
We can work with you so that other children of God will grow in you.
你何等愿意你所爱的儿女们都能够长成满有基督长成的身量
you want all your children have the fullness of yourself
就是叫你的心腹主要是装备整齐
so the bride will be prepared
能够来等候你荣耀的归来
to wait upon your glorious return
因此早晨我们还仰望你的恩典
so we look to your mercy
主要赐给我们有一颗受教的心
give us a teachable heart
也有能够听见你声音的耳朵
and also an ear that can hear
主叫你的话主能够成就你的心意在我们身上
so your words will accomplish your will in our hearts
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
in Jesus name we pray
Amen, Amen. 我们知道我们刚刚读的经文当中给我们看见圣经里头用牧人和羊来比喻主与我们的关系
We know that the verses we read that the Bible uses the sheep and the shepherd to represent our relationship with the Lord.
我们看见主耶稣他清楚明确告诉我们他就是我们的牧人。
Jesus tells us clearly he is the shepherd.
他是神群羊的牧人。
He is the shepherd of the flock of God.
我们知道整本旧约整本整本新整本圣经从旧约到新约神一再的用这个牧人和羊的关系来比喻他和我们的关系。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament,God used the relationship of the shepherd and sheep to represent our relationship.
早晨弟兄姐妹在波饼聚会祷告的时候也都引用了以赛亚书里的话。
In the communion service, brothers and sisters quoted a book of Isaiah.
在以赛亚书第53章里面告诉我们我们众人都如羊走迷个人偏行己路。
In chapter 53, he tells us all we are like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own word.
但这位爱的神他却愿意赐下他的独生爱子就是耶稣基督。
But the God that loved us, that he was willing to give his beloved son to us.
叫他因着我们的罪孽他被神压伤。
Because of our sin, he was pressed.
因着我们的过犯他被神击打。
Because of transgression, that he was striking.
因他在十字架所受的刑罚叫我们今天能够得着和神之间的那个平安。
We can receive the peace because of his punishment.
叫他所受的鞭伤叫我们能够得着医治。
By his wound we will receive the healing.
所以我们看见神在整本圣经里面他再三的来告诉我们我们和他的关系是这样一个像是牧人与羊的关系。
He would tell in the whole Bible. He would tell us the relationship between the sheep and the shepherd is our relationship.
所以刚才我们读的约翰福音第十章里面，主耶稣告诉我们说他是好牧人。
In John chapter 10, he tells us he's a good shepherd.
好牧人为羊舍命。
He gave his life for the sheep.
在希伯来书第十三章那里啊，主的话也告诉我们。
In Hebrews chapter 13, tells us.
他说我们的主耶稣他也是大牧人。
He tells us Jesus is the great shepherd.
他在各样的善事上来成全我们，叫我们来遵行神的旨意。
Make you complete in every good work to do His will.
还有我们刚刚读的彼得前书第五章那里告诉我们，我们主耶稣他也是那位牧长。
Also in First Peter that he tells us he's the chief shepherd.
对，他是那个。牧长就是说他还要带领许多的牧人一同来照管来牧养神的群羊
He's the chief shepherd that will lead all shepherds to oversee his flock
所以我们看见也像使徒保罗所说的我们的主他曾经救我们脱离极大的死亡
It's just like Apostle says that he saved us from the great death
他今天还要救我们
He's still saving us.
因为他是我们灵魂的牧人。
He is our shepherd of our soul.
他将来还要救我们。
He will save us in the future.
因为他要带领许多的儿子进到荣耀里。
He will lead all multiple sons into glory.
这是今天神在我们身上所为我们预备的那样一个全备的救恩。
This is the complete salvation He has prepared for us.
就是叫我们的灵魂、身体有一天都能够全然的得胜、成圣。
So our body, soul, and spirit will be justified.
就是我们能够都来像我们主耶稣他这一位神的牧人一样。
We can be like Jesus, the shepherd for us.
所以我们看见在圣经当中清楚地告诉我们主耶稣他是牧人。
The Bible tells us clearly that he is the shepherd.
但在圣经里面同时我们也看见这个牧人的这个功用或是恩赐呢也是神赐给教会的一个非常重要的一个功用
We also see the function of the shepherd is God given to the church a very important function
特别在以弗所书第四章那里看见神赐给教会的有四个方面准确的说应该是这四个方面的这个恩赐和功用
There are four functions the gifts that God has given to the church
有做使徒的
It can be apostles,
有做先知的
the prophets,
有传福音的
the evangelists,
那还有一样呢就是教师和牧师这个恩赐这个功用
and the gift that being pastors and teachers
对所以呢我们看见其实这从原文准确的看教师和牧师呢它不是两种的恩赐不是两种的功用它乃是一个
From the original text, we can see that the pastors and the teachers is the same gift.
但很可惜，在过去的教会历史当中，这个牧养的哈，就这边讲到牧师啊，其实他原文其实说到是一个牧养的这个恩赐和功用呢，被忽略的很厉害。
The gift of being a pastor, a shepherd, is had been ignored.
我们看见神虽然借着许多有话语恩赐的弟兄姐妹们，把神的真理呢能够发表出来。
Many brothers and sisters with the gift of words had expressed the word of God.
但很可惜，就是在牧养的这个恩赐和功用呢被忽略了。
But the gift of shepherding had been ignored.
所以这是早晨啊，主给我一点的负担，盼望和就你们一同的，我们来认识到说，神在建造他的教会，也是建造基督身体的这个工作里面，这个非常重要的一个恩赐和功用呢，是不可缺的。
This very important gift is cannot be lacked because this is the foundation of building the church.
圣经给我们看见关于这个牧人或者牧养的这个真理呢，另外还有一个重点。
There's another important point that the Bible tells us.
就是刚刚我们读的彼得前书第五章那边彼得所说的，他说和我同做长老的。
There's another what Peter mentioned that the elders is the fellow elders.
意思就是说，神在各处的聚会里面，神都兴起或是预备了一些属灵生命成熟老练的弟兄姐妹们。
In many local church that they God has prepared many spiritual experienced brothers and sisters to be elders.
对，那这些的这些所谓一般称为长老哈，或者在我们这样的聚会里面称为负责弟兄们哈，他们这些的弟兄们呢，是神怎么样赐给各地聚会里面来进这个牧养公用的一些人。
The brothers and sisters that's responsible, we call them responsible brothers. They are the elders who will edify the church.
对，他们也是在聚会中的那个牧人，或者他们也要进这个牧养的公用。
They are also the shepherd that will shepherd the church.
那或许弟兄姐妹就会想了，那刚刚所讲的这几方面关于牧人的这个重要哈的重要性呢，跟我没什么关系。
All the important points that we mentioned about the shepherd, does it relate to me?
因为呢，我好像也没有这个恩赐。
Seems like I don't have the gift.
那我在聚会中呢，也不是负什么责任。
I don't have a responsibility during the meeting.
所以呢，我跟牧养这件事情跟我没有关系。
Shepherding doesn't relate to me.
所以姐妹是这样子吗
？Is that true?
不对。
No.
因为圣经也告诉我们，其实每一个属神的儿女们，我们都有责任来尽这个牧养的功用。
Because the Bible tells us every one of us that's saved by grace should have the responsibility to be shepherding.
我们来，请我们看一下在加拉太书第六章。
In Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书第六章这边我们读第一、第二两节。
Chapter 6, verse 1 and 2.
加拉太书第六章第一节，弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。
Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
就你们这里告诉我们哈，他讲到说有人偶然被过犯所胜。
Here it tells us a man is overtaken by.
就是说呢，我们周围我们知道的弟兄姐妹们，有人不小心软弱了，犯罪了。
Maybe there's brothers and sisters carelessly sinned.
或者说软弱了，不来聚会了。
Maybe weak and did not come to church anymore.
主的话告诉我们说，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心怎么样把它挽回过来。
The Bible tells us you are spiritual restored through gentleness, considering yourself less. also tempted.
那会不会有弟兄姐妹啊这么想啊？哎呦，我不是这个属灵的人。
Maybe you will think that you are not the spiritual one.
可能教会的那些属灵弟兄姐妹啊，他们才是这里说话的对象。
Maybe others are the these people are the spiritual one.
弟兄姐妹，这边讲到属灵的人，他乃是讲到一个相对的。
It's a opposite.
也就是说哈，那个犯罪软弱的弟兄姐妹哈，他可能在一个软弱的情况里面。
Maybe the brothers that he's weak and he has sinned.
但是呢，你现在的这个属灵情形呢很好。
Yeah, you have the good spiritual condition.
你跟主的关系很正常。
Your relationship with the Lord is normal.
这时候呢，你就是一个相对来说呢，就是一个属灵的人。
Now that you are the spiritual man.
那他说呢，你就要去把这个软弱的肢体把它挽回过来。
You should restore the weak member.
你就要去担当这个软弱肢体的这个重担。
You should carry the burden of the weak body.
他说这样子呢，就完全基督的爱的律法。
Then this will fulfill the law of Christ.
这告诉我们说，如果我们爱我们的肢体，爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
If we love our brothers and sisters and the members,
你看见我们就愿意来担当那软弱弟兄姐妹们他们的重担。
Then we are willing to bear one another's burden for those that are weak.
我再举一个我们更容易明白的例子。
I'll give you a more simply example.
我们中间有许多是做父母亲的弟兄姐妹们。
There are brothers and sisters that are parents.
那或许我们觉得说，哎呀，我们属灵光景不是特别好。
Maybe we think that our spiritual condition is not good.
但是，神把你的儿女们托付给你。
But God has given the burden, entrusted you being parents.
你的儿女们他们还没有信主。
Your children are not saved yet.
这是我们发现这儿女们他们的生活当中的一些软弱，他们的一些失败。
Then we discovered our children in their daily life have failed.
这姐妹是谁的责任
？Whose responsibility is that?
当然这是我们的责任了。
Of course it's ours.
因为他们还不认识主。
Because they are not saved yet.
我们已经蒙恩得救了。
We are saved already.
那相对来说呢，我们就是比他们怎么样更加属灵一点。
Then we are more spiritual than them.
那我们就有责任怎么样？要把他们能够用温柔的心把他们挽回过来。
We should use our gentleness to restore them.
那我们把他们挽回到哪里呢？
Restore them to what point?
是不是就叫他们听我们的话就是了呢？
As long as they listen to us, is that good enough?
弟兄姐妹不是的。
No.
当我们去挽回这些软弱失败的弟兄姐妹们的时候，
When we restore the weak and the failed members,
或者甚至是福音朋友们，
even the gospel friends,
我们乃是要把他们带回到主的面前了。
We need to bring them back to the Lord.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为我们看见所有属神的群羊啊，乃是同归一个牧人。
We see the flock of God belongs to one shepherd.
因为我们的主耶稣他是那位好牧人。
Because our Lord is the good shepherd.
只有他是为我们舍命的。
Only he had given his life.
所以每一个人都应当要归给他。
Because all should belong to him.
也只有他是我们的灵魂的大牧人。
He is the great shepherd of our soul.
只有他有那个能力，有那个恩典，能够帮助我们行各样的善事。
Only he has the grace and power to help us to.
只有他有恩典，有能力，能够帮助我们来遵行神的旨意。
Only he can help us to obey God's will.
也只有我们的主，他是那位牧长。
Only our Lord is the chief shepherd.
将来他还要显现。
Then he will appear again.
只有他能够将让荣耀不能衰残荣耀的冠冕来赏赐给属他的人。
He will give the crown of glory that's unfading to those who love him.
弟兄姐妹，所以今天我们在学习着牧养的这个服事上面，我们要记得一件事情。
When we learn about this service of being a shepherd, we need to remember one thing.
虽然在我们与弟兄姐妹的相对关系上面，我们好像也在做牧人。
In the relationship to others, we might be shepherds.
但是严格来说，所有属神的群羊乃是要同归一个牧人，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
But seriously, that all sheep belongs to our Lord.
主耶稣曾他先刚刚我们读的经文，主耶稣告诉我们说，他说我的羊听我的声音。
The Lord tells us, the sheep listen to him.
弟兄姐妹，我们要看见，这是我们今天在与主同工来尽这个牧养的 职分的时候，我们所要记得的一件事情。
This is one thing that we need to remember when we work with him.
就今天借着我们的服事，我们乃是要把弟兄姐妹，或是还没有认识主的福音朋友们，把他们带到主的面前来。
Through our service, we need to bring those who does not know the Lord to Him.
让他们能够来认识这位神的好牧人。
So that they will know the good shepherd.
让他们能够来认识这位神的大牧人。
Know the great shepherd.
让他们能够来听主的声音。
So they will hear the voice of the Lord.
让他们能够跟主有一个关系。
They will have a relationship with the Lord.
是一个个别的关系。
It's an individual
relationship. 是一个亲密的关系。
It's a very close relationship.
因为主在约翰福音第十章告诉我们说，他说我认识我的羊。
Because the Lord says He knows His sheep.
我们的主是按着名字来呼叫，来带领属他的羊。
He calls us by name.
弟兄姐妹，我很感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
因为我本来是一个记性很差的人。
Because I don't have good memory.
但我记得在好多好多年前啊，我有个机会在新南区服事当中呢，开始参与这个教孩子们那个小学生唱歌。
Many years I started to serve the Sunday school to teach the children how to sing.
班上大概有三十几个孩子。
There are about 30 children.
哎呀，吵闹得不得了。
Very noisy.
那我就想叫他们安静，不要吵。
I tell them to quiet down.
他们一直吵，就没有办法教他们唱歌。
If they keep on making noise, I cannot.
没有一个孩子听我的话。
No, but no one listen.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我不认识他们。
Because I don't know them.
因为我没有按照他们的名字叫他们。
I did not call them by name.
结果呢，那个礼拜回去啊，我就很沮丧哈，我就跟主祷告。
So I prayed to the Lord that week.
我说主啊，你是按着你的按着名字来带领你的羊。
I asked the Lord that you call your sheep by name.
我说主啊，我要像你。
I told the Lord I want to be like you.
我像你一样。
I want to be like you.
能够按着这些孩子的名字来牧养他们。
So I can call these children by name to shepherd them.
就跟主祷告完以后。
After I pray.
下个主日就教他们这个班级。
Next week I teach the same class.
在我教他们唱歌之前，我做了一件事。
Before the class, I did one thing.
我就从第一排一个一个问他们孩子们叫什么名字。
So I asked them individually what's their name.
问了他们三十几个人的名字。
All 30 of them.
好，那我开始教他们唱歌。
So I teach this class.
突然间两个男生打起来了。
All of a sudden, the two boys start fighting.
我叫他们，约翰跟彼得，你们不要打架。
So I said, John and Peter, do not fight.
这回他们听我的了。
This time they listen.
为什么呢
？Why is that?
他们不打架了哈。
They stop fighting.
因为我按着他们的名字叫他们
，because I call them by name，
然后就知道老师在叫他们不要打架
，so they know that I'm telling them not to fight。
还有一个小女生在那里哭啊，要找妈妈。
Another girl starts crying, wants to find mom。
我叫她，这个海伦，你不要哭，妈妈等一下就来找你了。
So I told the girl, Helen, do not cry, your mom
will find you。这小女孩就不哭了。
So she stopped crying。
因为她听到这个牧人的声音。
Because she heard the voice of the shepherd。
很感谢神，从那一天开始。
From that day on，
我大概说在九成以上，我第一次遇到了弟兄姐妹哈，我就能够记住他们的名字。
From that day on， I can remember whom I meet that day。
这是神极大的恩典。
This is the grace of God。
所以呢，求主也给我们有这样的恩典。
May God give us this grace。
叫我们能够来认得这个主的羊。
So that we will know the sheep of God.
也能够像我们主一样，能够按着名字来牧养他们。
Just like our Lord, we can shepherd them by name.
所以讲到这个主按着名字来带领牧养他的羊，乃是说到了这个牧人和羊之间的那样一个个人亲密的关系。
Shepherd them by name, speaking of that, there's a close relationship.
所以我们看见这样子的情。在这样的关系里面呢，这牧人呢，他就能够来牧养，来带领神所托付给他的羊。
In this relationship, we see the shepherd can lead the entrusted flock.
所以这也是我们今天在牧养的时候，我们所特别要注意的一件事情。
This is one thing we need to pay attention on.
说实在，我们不需要弟兄姐妹了听我们的声音。
Not that we want the brothers and sisters to listen our voice.
我们的声音没有什么好听的。
There's nothing good about it.
我们给弟兄姐妹的一些建议啊，也未必是真正能够对弟兄姐妹是有好处。
The recommendation we make maybe not will help the brothers.
但感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
因为我们的主他是那位好牧人。
Because our Lord is the good shepherd.
他是我们的大牧人。
He's our great shepherd.
我们要帮助弟兄姐妹来听主的声音。
We need to help brothers and sisters to listen to the voice of our Lord.
叫弟兄姐妹能够和我们一起来听主的声音，来跟从我们的主。
So we can listen to our to the voice of our Lord together.
我非常怀念从前年长魏弟兄啊给我的帮助和带领。
I'm very Mr. Brother Wei's help for me.
常常我带着问题，不管是读经问题、聚会服事问题，去找他、去请教他的时候。
Many times I bring questions regarding the Bible or the service. I go search.
我们年长弟兄基本上他都不会直接给我答案的。
Brother Wei never give me an answer directly.
刚开始我是有点沮丧。
I was very disappointed.
因为我就希望他直截了当告诉我说这件事情可以做不能做。
Because I want him to tell me yes or no for this thing.
或那件事情应该这样做。
Or that thing should be done that way.
但年长弟兄他很少这样子来帮助我。
But he never tells me that way.
他常常好像让我觉得很为难。
He will give me struggle.
他就问我说，当我去问他问题，他就问我说。
So when I ask him, he will ask me.
他问我说主的话怎么说。
He said, "What does the Bible say?"
然后呢，或是呢，他就问我说，那你里面的圣灵是怎么告诉你的
？What about the Holy Spirit in you tells you what?
有姐妹，这是我们做牧人应当有的那样的一个学习。
This is the lesson of all shepherds should learn.
我们乃是要帮助弟兄姐妹，就我们自己和弟兄姐妹，我们都来学习听主的声音。
We need to help one another to listen to the voice of our Lord.
我们乃是都要来跟随主的带领。
We need to follow the lead of our Lord.
那关于学习做这个牧人哈，那到底我们需要做什么事情呢
？What should we do as a shepherd？
刚刚弟兄提到了哈，在诗篇二十三篇那里。给我们看见一幅非常美的图画。
In Psalm 23, our brothers have mentioned there's a beautiful picture.
那不仅是一个图画，在诗篇二十三篇里面就告诉了我们这个牧人和羊的关系，同时呢，也给我们看见那做牧人所当做的事情。
The Psalm has described the relationship between the shepherd and the sheep, also tells us what the shepherd should do.
所以，如果弟兄姐妹手上有圣经，你们可以翻到诗篇二十三篇，在旧约诗篇二十三篇，你们有机会可以好好的看一看。
If you have the Bible in your hand, you can turn to Psalm 23.
那弟兄姐妹普遍是非常熟悉的。
Most of us are familiar with it.
但如果你还没有读过，或是你还没有背诵起来的话呢，我非常鼓励弟兄姐妹能够把这一段诗篇能够背起来。
If you have not read it or memorized it, I encourage you to memorize it.
弟兄刚刚已经说到，这是诗篇二十三篇的作者乃是大卫。
The brother has said that the author of chapter 23 is David.
我们知道大卫他本来呢，他是牧羊的。
We know David is a shepherd.
他是真的养那个羊哈，那个羊那个动物的那个牧人。
He is the shepherd of the real sheep.
但是我们看见后来呢，神就立了大卫，能够成为神所托付的那个牧人。
Afterwards, we see the Lord has established David as the shepherd.
来牧养神以色列百姓。
To shepherd the people of Israel.
所以我们看见神是如何预备大卫能够成为神百姓的牧人呢？
好 ，We see that how God prepared David as a shepherd.
乃是借着大卫自己，他认识到耶和华是我的牧人。
Through that, he knows.Jehovah is his shepherd.
换句话说，大卫是如何来牧养神以色列百姓呢
？In other words, how David will shepherd the people of Israel?
他乃是从他个人被神所牧养的经历过程当中，他学习了如何做牧人。
Through the experience being shepherded by God, he knows how to shepherd the people of Israel.
所以，当大卫写这首诗篇二十三篇的时候
，When he wrote this song.
第一节是非常非常重要的。
The first verse is very important.
因为他告诉了我们他是如何学会做牧人。
He tells us how he learned how to be a shepherd.
他说耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道大卫的一生经历过许多的艰难和困苦。
We know that throughout his life he has suffering and afflictions.
他也后来呢，我们看见他也做了，可以说是以色列国全盛时期的那个君王。
He is the king of the of the Israel nation.
所以我们看见大卫的一生，他经历过高山，也经历过低谷。
He has gone through the high mountain and the deep valley.
那他如何能够经过这样各种不同的环境？
How can he go through all different kind of environment?
他的秘诀是什么呢？
What is his secret?
他说：“耶和华是我的牧者。”
He said, "The Lord is my shepherd."
我必不致缺乏。
I shall not want.
弟兄姐妹，无论大卫他在逃难被人追杀的时候
，No matter what he was escaping from the enemy，
或是大卫后来他能够坐在宝座上成为以色列的君王
，Or he was sitting on the throne being the king，
他在这里告诉我们，他的满足乃是从神而来。
He tells us his satisfaction is from the Lord。
弟兄姐妹。当大卫他明白了这件事情
When he understands this,
当大卫经历了耶和华是我的牧者
When he experienced the Lord is my shepherd,
我们看见他能够为神来牧养神的百姓
We see that he can shepherd the Lord's people.
所以姐妹今天我们在世上生活
When we are living on this earth,
我们可能感觉上我们常常觉得好像我们有许多的缺乏
Maybe we feel that we lack something
我们觉得我们工作上好像也缺乏了什么
In our work we lack something
好像在我们家庭生活当中我们也缺乏什么
In our family life we need something
甚至我们在聚会中的服事我们也有时候觉得好像有什么不足的地方
Even in our service in church we lack something
对姐妹我们能不能像大卫在这里说耶和华是我的牧者我必不致缺乏。
Can we say just what David said? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not
want. 无论我们在世的生活里有任何的缺乏
，No matter what we need in our earthly life，
我们因着能够认定耶和华是我的牧者
，Because we can see that the Lord is my shepherd，
他是我所有缺乏需要的那个供应。
He is my supply for all things。
我只要有耶和华做我的牧者
，As long as the Lord is my shepherd，
我就什么都不缺乏。
I shall not want。
这是我们在做在这个进牧养公用的时候非常重要的一个认识
This is the knowledge that we need to have when we are being a shepherd
也就是说只有当我们真的是从耶和华神我们的牧者得着了供应得着了牧养我们才能够像我们的主一样能够成为弟兄姐妹、的那个牧养弟兄姐妹的那样的一个职分
When we receive the supply from our Lord, then we can be shepherds to our brothers and sisters.
所以这边说到，他说他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
He made me to lie down in green pastures.
那这首诗篇内容很丰富，那我就早晨我就这两个方面和弟兄姐妹一起有点交通。
I just want to share two aspects with you in this psalm.
这里我们看见牧人有一个责任，乃是把他的羊群带到青草地。
The shepherd has a responsibility to lead his sheep to the green pasture.
我们知道青草呢，乃是这个羊的食物。
We know the green pasture is the food for the sheep.
就羊呢，它要能够生活，它要能够成长呢，它不能没有青草。
If the sheep needs to grow, then it needs the green pasture.
同样的，我们基督徒属灵生命要能够生存，要能够成长，我们不能够没有神的话。
We need the word of our Lord to grow as a Christian.
或是更准确的来说
，more strictly speaking，
乃是主的自己是我们属灵生命的那个粮食。
Our Lord Himself is the food for our life.
因为主耶稣曾经说，他说：“你们查考这经，以为内中有永生。”
When you read the Bible, you know there's everlasting life.
那他说呢，为我做见证的就是这圣经。
The Bible testifies for me.
所以我们看见神的话乃是就是为主做见证的。
We see the word of the Lord testify for Him.
神的话呢，其实可以说呢，它的背后的那个供应呢，就是主的自己。
The supply of the word of the Lord is Himself.
就当我们在读圣经的时候
，when we read the Bible，
或当我们在听主的话语的时候
，or when we listen to the word of God，
姐妹，我们必须要摸着主自己。
We have to be able to touch the Lord.
我们必须要得着主自己作为我们属灵生命的那个粮食。
We have to receive Himself as the food for our spirit.
所以这里说到这个牧人呢，因着他知道那个羊群的需要。
Because the shepherd knows the need for the flock.
所以他必须把这个羊呢带到哪里？带到青草地。
The shepherd needs to lead the sheep to the green pasture.
但这个牧人带领这个羊群到青草地呢，这还是有学问的。
There's some knowledge to be learned for the shepherd to lead to the green pasture.
就是说，这个牧人呢，他必须要知道这个羊的情形。
The shepherd needs the condition of the sheep.
就是羊的生命的情形不同呢，牧人要把它带到不同的青草地上。
There are different levels of life for the sheep. He needs to lead them to different green pastures.
因为有些青草是比较嫩一点的。
The green pasture may be gentle.
有些青草呢，可能是比较老一点的。
Maybe others are mature.
所以呢，他必须要牧人必须要把那个幼小的羊啊带到比较嫩的青草地。
Maybe he will lead the lambs to the greener pasture.
所以呢，这个小羊啊就可以吃到这个比较容易咀嚼、比较容易消化的这个青草。
So the lambs will eat those pastures to.Easier to digest.
那比较成熟、比较强壮的羊呢，牧人就可以把它带到不同的青草地。
More mature adult sheep that the shepherd will lead them to different pastures.
他们就可以得着他们那个生命所需要的供应。
So they will receive different supplication for their life.
弟兄姐妹，今天在我们进这个牧养公用的时候也是一样的。
It's the same way that we are being shepherd.
圣经给我们看见这个神的话。都是这个属灵生命的粮食。
The word of God is the spiritual food.
但这个粮食呢，它也是有分类的。
But there are different levels for this food.
它有些呢是灵奶。
Some are spiritual milk.
那有些呢是干粮。
Some are food.
所以我们看见在周五查经的时候。
When we are in the Bible study on Friday.
在当伯这里也是一样的，我们就会分不同的组。
We know we are divided into different groups.
我们有福音组。
There are gospel groups.
有初信造就组。
There is the edifying group.
还有一组叫什么？旧约组。
Or Old Testament group.
我本来想说是老年组，但不一定是老年啊。但它的意义是说呢，那个旧约组呢是干粮，是给那个属灵生命比较成熟老练的那个羊啊，他们可以咀嚼、可以消化的。
In the Old Testament group, maybe it's for the adult sheep that they can digest the pastures.
那为什么聚会里面我们要这样子安排呢？
Why do we need to arrange it this way?
就是基本上就是这个原则。
It's according to this principle.
主的话哈，有些呢是比较容易咀嚼、消化、吸收的。
The word of God is some are easy to digest.
或是说呢，是弟兄姐妹把它咀嚼、消化以后呢，再来喂给这些比较幼小的羊。
Maybe some brothers will digest the word and then feed it to the younger sheep.
然后呢，有一些比较强壮的、比较老练的呢，他就可以供应他们吃干粮。
More experienced sheep can supply the solid food to others.
你们这个原则是非常重要的。
This principle is very important.
我们想，我们带我们的孩子也是这样。
I know we lead the children the same way.
这个小孩子刚出生。
The babies.
就像张英姐妹他们家刚刚有这个新生的婴孩啊。
Those newborn babies.
你不能给他吃牛排。
You cannot give feed the steaks.
你说牛排营养好啊，那我就喂他大块大块牛排。
You will feed the steaks because it's a very nutrition.
不行的。
You cannot do that.
你只能喂他灵奶，对不对？
You can only give them milk.
慢慢慢慢慢慢，他长大了一点了。
When they grow up.
你给他加一点那个营养品啊，米粉啊。
You put some rice cereal in the milk.
慢慢慢长大到五岁了。
Till they are five.
哦，开始可以吃肉吃菜。
Then can eat meat or vegetables.
你可能还是要把它先处理处理哈，把它弄得比较好咀嚼才给它吃。
You need to chop it up so they can chew.
这是生命成长的一个历程。
This is the way of life.
那你不会因为说，哎呀，他幼小的时候，你说奶好啊，给他吃奶。
You don't think the milk is good, so you will keep on still feeding the milk.
等他长大了，到了 teenager 了，到青少年了。
Even they reach teenage.
你说这个牛奶好。
You still say milk is good.
继续给他吃奶。
You still give them milk.
从前喝八盎司。
They used to drink 8 ounces.
现在长大了，给他喝40 ounces.
You give them 40 ounces since they grow up.
行不行呢？
Is that good?
这就不太对了。
No, that's wrong.
当他生命慢慢长大之后。
When they grow up.
你要供应他不同的食物。
You need to give them different food.
才能够叫他生命长得更加的健壮，更加的好。
So their life will grow stronger and better.
兄姐妹，今天我们借着主的话语来供应弟兄姐妹们属灵生命的需要的时候
，Through the word of God, we supply the spiritual life of brothers and sisters.
也是同样的
，the same way.
我们乃是要把神的羊带到不同的青草地。
We need to lead the sheep to different pastures.
我们要借着神丰富的话语，能够按着这个羊的情形呢，来供应他们。
Through abundance, the riches of our Lord, the word of our Lord, and give them different food.
在这里，我要特别再多提醒一件事情。
I want to mention another thing.
就是弟兄姐妹，当我们学习做牧人、做牧养这个职分的时候
，When we are in this ministry, being a shepherd,
我们自己必须要先有这样的经历。
We have to have the experience ourselves.
也就是说，我们必须要从主那里得着这个灵奶的供应。
We have to receive the spiritual milk from our Lord.
那我们才能够懂得这个灵奶是怎么供应我们属灵生命。
Then we understand how the spiritual milk will supply our life.
然后我们自己也需要在神的恩典里面慢慢的长大。
By God's grace, we will grow in Him.
然后我们从主呢，能够经历到主以不同的这个属灵的粮食来供应我们。
Through the different spiritual food God will supply us.
就我们能够从主的话语里面也开始能够来得着来享用这个干粮的供应。
In God's word, and we can understand the solid food can feed us.
因着我们是在这样的经历当中，我们逐渐的属灵生命成长。
Through this experience, our spiritual life grow.
那我们来服侍比我们属灵年幼的弟兄姐妹们的时候
，We serve those the spiritual life is younger than us。
我们才能够有这样一个分辨
，Then we can distinguish。
我们也才能够有这样不同的供应
，We can give different supply。
那叫弟兄姐妹们，这个属灵生命都能够从幼小的情形呢，能够长大成人。
So the younger, the less mature spiritual life will grow。
叫他们知道如何能够从主得着供应。
So they will know how to receive the supply from our Lord.
然后呢，他们也能够成为像牧人一样来供应其他的弟兄姐妹们。
Then they can become shepherd to supply others.
好，那这边讲到说，这个大卫说哈，耶和华是他的牧人，他使我躺卧在青草地，领我在可安歇的水边。
In verse 2, he makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters.
我们知道羊非常需要青草。
We know sheep needs the green pastures.
但是呢，这个青草对羊来说呢，还不是最关键重要的。
The green pasture is not the most important to the sheep.
因为羊啊，或许一天两天不吃草，它还能够活下来。
The sheep can survive without 2 days of food.
但我们看见啊，那羊若没有水啊，那问题就更严重了。
If the sheep had no water, then that's more disastrous.
所以我们看见这个水对于羊来说呢，又对于羊的生命来说呢，是非常重要的一件事情。
We see the water is very important to the life of the sheep.
这个水不仅它供应羊这个生命存活的必须。
The water is the most important life of the ingredients for the sheep of life.
而这个水呢，也能够帮助羊在咀嚼青草的时候呢，能够更加的容易一点。
The water will help the sheep to digest the pastures.
这里的水也是说到内住的圣灵。
The water speaks of the Holy Spirit.
这也是说到我们基督徒属灵生命成长非常重要的两个方面。
This speaks of two aspects for our spiritual life.
一方面，我们需要主的话供应我们。
On one hand, we need the word of God to supply us.
另一方面，我们需要圣灵在我们里面来帮助我们领受主的话。
On the other hand, we need the Holy Spirit to help us to receive the word of God.
而对我们来说，我们不仅需要主的话做我们属灵生命的食物。
Not only we need the word of God to be our spiritual food.
我们看见，我们也更需要这位内住的圣灵在我们里面来帮助我们明白主的话语，吸收主的话语。
We also need the indwelling Holy Spirit to help us to absorb the Word of God.
并且圣灵他要借着微小的声音来带领我们。
Through the whisper of the Holy Spirit, He will guide us.
所以弟兄姐妹，对基督徒的生命成长来说
，for the spiritual life to grow，
在我们里面的这位圣灵是何等的重要。
The Holy Spirit in us is so important。
他可以说就是主的自己住在我们里面。
He is the Lord Himself that dwells in us。
他在里面来负起这一个非常重要的责任。
He has the responsibility。
就是叫我们里面的属灵生命能够成长。
So our spiritual life will grow。
所以感谢神。
Thank the Lord。
因为今天神把一个宝贵的生命赐给一切相信耶稣基督的人。
God has given the precious life to all those who believe in God, in Jesus Christ.
因为这个生命是一个永远的生命。
This life is the everlasting life.
这个生命是一个神圣的生命。
This life is a holy life.
这个生命其实就是主自己的生命。
This life is the life of our Lord.
这生命对神来说太宝贵，太宝贵了。
It's so precious to our God.
所以神不会把这个生命的这个重责大任交给任何一个人。
So that He will not give the responsibility to any others.
神自己他来确保在我们里面这一个宝贵的生命他能够成长。
He will ensure himself that this life in us will grow.
他能够长大成熟。
Will grow to maturity.
他能够越过越能够长成像神的儿子。
To the point just like his son.
所以这是今天在这里所说到的说这耶和华这位牧人呢他带领我们带领他的羊呢要到可安歇的水边。
The Lord is my shepherd, that He will lead all sheep to His green pasture.
这个可安歇的水边，它能说到是一个比较安静的。
The still water means quiet water.
就是告诉我们说，圣灵在我们里面，常常就是借着微小的声音来牧养我们，来带领我们。
The Holy Spirit will lead us through His whispers, the quiet voice.
那今天我们要能够成为那一个。听主声音的羊。
Today we become a sheep that will listen to His voice.
我们看见我们的主，他就像那位大牧人一样，他来叫我们的灵魂能够能够越过越能够得着这一切的供应。
He is our great shepherd that He allow us to receive His supply.
当然，这诗篇后面还讲到其他的事情。
Later on, he mentioned other things in this chapter.
这些都是非常重要的。
These are all very important.
但有一件事情我稍微提一下。
One thing I want to mention.
就今天讲到说，这个耶和华他是我们的牧人呢，他为自己的名引导我走义路。
In verse 3, that he leads me in the path of righteousness.
这就说到一件事情。
He speaks of one thing.
今天神不仅借着他的儿子的救恩，他救了我们。
Through the salvation of His Son that He saved us.
就像罗马书第三章那时候告诉我们的，我们因着信被神称义了。
We are justified by faith.
我们在神面前得着一个称义的地位。
We have the position of justification.
神的救恩不仅如此。
The salvation is not only so.
他还要带领我们走一条义路。
He always leads us to this path of righteousness.
换句话说，就是在我们蒙恩得救之后
，After we are saved，
我们在地上的生活
，The earthly life，
乃是要走在这条义的道路上。
We have to walk on this path of righteousness.
那什么是这条义的道路呢
？What is this path of righteousness？
简单的来说
，Simply put，
就是让神在我们的生活当中得着他所当得的地位和主权。
We will allow him to be to all.
因为我们知道我们人都是不义的。
We know that we are unrighteous.
只有神是义的。
Only God is righteous.
所以，那我们今天基督徒如何能够在地上能够过一个这个义的生活呢
？How can we live a life of justification?
就因为我们是不能的。
We cannot do that.
尽管我们把圣经都熟读了。
Even though we can memorize the Bible.
就姐妹，我们也是没有办法。
We still cannot.
在感谢神。
But thank God.
他是我们的牧者
He is our shepherd.
他能够在我们身上来供应我们
In our life he can supply us.
他能够在我们生活当中来带领我们
In our life he leads us.
他叫我们能够为他的名的缘故能够走一条义路
For his name's sake we can walk on this path of righteousness.
就借着我们基督徒在地上的生活能够来荣耀主的名
through our earthly life, we can glorify His name.
只有当我们这样子来跟随主走义路的时候，
only when we follow His lead on this path of righteousness,
姐妹，我们也才能够来服侍，帮助弟兄姐妹们一同来走这条神所喜悦的义路。
Then we can help brothers and sisters to walk on this path also.
当然，这首诗这一段诗篇后面还有许多宝贵的内容。
There are more precious contents in this chapter.
但是我们看见，这都是我们牧人学习牧养的人所需要的装备。
These are the equipment that we, being a shepherd, needs.
那我想最后一点，想和弟兄姐妹一起来交通关于这个做牧人呢，这个人的本身他需要具备怎样的品格呢？
Lastly, I want to share how a shepherd, the personality of a shepherd.
这就是要回到彼得前书第五章那边我们刚刚所读的。
We need to go back to the first chapter of Peter.
你在那里使徒彼得他自己是耶路撒冷教会的长老。
Peter is the elder of the church of Jerusalem.
所以他就写信呢来劝勉那些与他同坐长老的人。
So he wrote a letter to those fellow elders.
那我们刚刚已经说过了，不仅是在聚会当中负责任的弟兄姐妹才是所谓这里所谓的长老。
Not only just the responsible brothers, they are the elders.
我们知道我们靠着主的恩典，我们也都从主领受了这样一个牧养的一个责任，一个职分。
By God's grace, we have received the ministry from God to being a shepherd.
对。所以呢，这段话也是对着我们众人所说的。
These words are also speaking to us.
那我们知道彼得呢，他本来呢，他不是一个牧人。
We know Peter was not a shepherd.
不像大卫哈，大卫他在蒙神所召来牧养以色列百姓之前，他真的就是一个牧羊的人。
It's not like David. He was a shepherd, shepherding the sheep.
那彼得是怎么样的人呢？
What is Peter?
我们知道彼得是渔夫。
Peter is a fisherman.
他是打鱼的。
He goes fishing.
那打鱼的现在要来牧羊啊，这个是很不一样的。
How can a fisherman know how to shepherd?
我们知道神刚开始当五旬节之后哈，那彼得呢，他被神所用。
After the Passover, Peter was used by God.
就应验了早先主耶稣曾经对彼得说的话，就是呢，主耶稣呼召彼得跟从主的时候呢，就告诉他说，从今以后你要得人如得鱼。
Fulfill the words of God, and you will receive men as fish.
因为彼得很熟悉的。
Peter knows that.
主耶稣一讲啊，主耶稣这个呼召彼得的时候，一讲这个话哈。得人如得鱼呢，彼得他了解的。
Peter understand what is fisherman of man.
所以在五旬节的时候，
so at the Passover,
圣灵浇灌下来，
the Holy Spirit poured out.
彼得和使徒们站起来讲话。
The Peter and stand up to speak.
他们在那里向几千人传福音。
He was preaching gospel to the thousands.
当他这个福音一传，
after the gospel,
这福音的网子一撒，
the net has cast.
三千人得救。
3,000 has saved.
福音的网一撒就三千条鱼啊！
3,000 fish have been captured.
所以彼得知道什么叫做得人如得鱼。
He knows what is being a fisher of man.
在五旬节那一天，彼得明白了。
At the Passover day, he understood.
但主不仅曾经呼召彼得来得人如得鱼。
The Lord not only called on Peter to be a fisher of man.
我们知道在约翰福音21章那里，主也呼召彼得来做牧人。
And the chapter, John chapter 21, Jesus called him as the shepherd.
我们刚刚读了福音，约翰福音21章的经文。
John chapter 1, he calls, we read.
主耶稣三次问彼得说，你爱我吗？
The Lord asked him 3 times, do you love me?
每一次当彼得，他虽然是以不同的感受回答主的话。
He answered with 3 different feelings.
但当他回答了之后，主都给他一个托付，给他一个使命。
Every time he answered, God gave him a ministry and calling.
主耶稣要彼得喂养我的小羊。
Jesus said, "Feed my lambs."
牧养我的羊。
Tend my sheep.
喂养我的羊。
Feed my sheep.
所以我们看见彼得那一天，他明白了。
At that day, Peter understood.
原来主不仅呼召他得人如得鱼。
God not only call him fisher of man.
主也呼召他来做效法我们的主， 来牧养神的羊。
He was also called to feed the Lord's sheep.
但 那段电话也是非常丰富的。
It is very rich conversation.
那段对话里面基本上也告诉我们一件事情。
In that conversation tells us one thing.
就是这个神的羊哈，他们的属灵生命啊，有不同的情形。
There are different stages of the spiritual life.
好，所以呢，主给彼得的这个托付呢，也包括了不同的方面。
So the Lord called on Peter in different aspects.
那小羊啊，你要喂他这个食物。
When you feed the little lambs.
然后呢，那个小羊慢慢长大，变成那个中壮羊或者青少年羊的时候。
When the lambs grow up to be a teenager sheep.
哎，他的需要不一样了。
Different needs.
他仍然需要食物。
They still need the food.
但是你的牧养的重点呢，更多的是在怎么样？要关注他的生活。
But the most for them to care about their lives is more important than the food.
好，真的。然后第三阶段呢，那个羊啊，慢慢年纪越来越更大了。
At the third stage, the sheep had grown up.
这羊变老了。
As an adult sheep.
啊，你又要再喂养它。
You need to feed the sheep.
所以你看见在那段对话里面，主就把这个牧羊的整个这个图画呢。来启示给彼得。
The Lord has revealed the whole picture to Peter.
但在这对话当中，主也告诉了彼得，在这牧养的这个服事当中，最重要、最关键的一件事情。
The Lord also tell Peter the most important point of being a shepherd.
就是那个爱。
It's to love.
记得吗？主三次问彼得，都是问他说：“你爱我吗？”
Remember, the Lord asked him three times, "Do you love me?"
弟兄姐妹。从主与彼得这段对话里面，我们学习了这个非常重要的一件事情。
We need to learn this very important thing.
一方面，我们每一个蒙恩的属神的儿女，我们都从神领受了这样一个托付。
Those who are saved by grace have received this entrustment from the Lord.
意思就是说，我们如果爱主的话
，If we love the Lord，
那我们就领受了这个托付。
Then we have received this entrustment.
就是要喂养主的小羊。
Is to feed the lamb.
要牧养主的羊。
Is to tend his sheep.
要喂养主的羊。
Is to feed his sheep.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们若是爱主
，If we love the Lord.
今天主的爱若在我们里面激励着我们
，If the love of Christ is in us, compelling us.
我们就愿意甘心乐意的从主领受这样一个神圣荣耀的托付。
We are willingly to receive this entrustment from the Lord.
我们愿意来啊，来喂养、来牧养、来照管神的群羊。
We are willing to shepherd and oversee His flock.
弟兄姐妹，这个爱不是我们天然的爱。
This love is not our natural love.
如果你曾经弟兄姐妹，如果是曾经尝试着要照着主所说的，我们来牧养神的羊。
If you try to shepherd the Lord's sheep,
你就会发现这件事情啊，不是人可以做的。
You will discover this matter is not cannot be done by man.
因为你很快你就会发现，就像彼得当日主耶稣问他的时候，他的那个心态是一样的。
It's just like Peter how he felt that day when the Lord asked him.
在当天，彼得他里面深深的他清楚的明白。
That day, Peter understood clearly.
他是没有这个爱。
He does not have that love.
他曾经以为他是爱主的。
He thought he loved the Lord.
他曾经对主说：“主啊，就是死，我也不能不认你。”
He told the Lord, "I will not deny you even I die."
但是我们看见他这句话说完没多久。
Not after a short time after he said that.
他就三次否认这位爱他的主。
He disowned the Lord three times.
为什么主允许这样的事情发生在彼得身上呢？
Why the Lord allowed this kind of thing to happen?
主在预备彼得做一个牧人。
The Lord is preparing him to be a shepherd.
主要彼得先认识到他自己天然的爱是没有办法叫他来答应主的呼召。
He will want Peter to know that his natural love cannot answer the calling.
只有当彼得自己到了自己的尽头的时候，
Only Peter reached the end.
他能够认识到说他自己对着主的爱是何等的残缺，是何等的微弱。
He wants Peter to understand the love of his is so weak.
他才能够知道，他必须要靠着主的爱，他才能够来答应主的呼召。
Only by the Lord's love that he can answer the calling of the Lord.
才能够来牧养神的群羊。
then he can shepherd the flock of God.
弟兄姐妹，今天在你我身上也是同样的。
This is the same way to us.
就像刚刚弟兄前面领诗的时候告诉我们。
Just like our brother lead the song.
无论是在我们的家庭生活里。
In our family life.
无论是在我们的工作生活跟工作当中。
In our work.
或者在我们的教会的服事里头。
In our service at church.
我们慢慢会发现。
We will discover.
发现主把一些的人安排在我们的身周围。
God has arranged some people around us.
比方说就以我们的自己的儿女为例子。
Just for example, our children.
或是在教会当中神所给我们托付给我们的服事的那对象弟兄姐妹。
Or the brothers and sisters that we need to serve at church.
你就发现当他们还是小羊的时候哈，这个牧养他们呢相对来说怎么样容易一些。
When they are lambs, it's easier to serve them.
是不是刚出生的婴孩。
Just like the babes.
你就给他吃。
Just feed them.
把他清洗。
Clean them.
然后叫他睡觉。
Tell them, let them sleep.
当然说起来是比较简单，但我知道实际过程也是不是那么容易。
I know it's not easy to do the process.
特别晚上他不睡觉的时候。
Especially at night.
但相对来说哈，就在他那个生命是幼小的时候呢，相对来说是比较容易一点。
When they are young, it's easier.
但他们慢慢长大以后。
As they grow.
你看见他们慢慢进入青少年时期。
When they enter into teenage.
他们觉得自己懂得比父母多。
They thought they knew more than parents.
他们觉得自己比父母更有能力。
They thought they are more mightier than the parents.
当他们选择要走自己的路的时候。
When they chose their own way.
哎呀，我们做父母就知道啊，苦得不得了。
Being parents, you know it's very hard.
你虽然每天还给他三餐吃。
You feed them three meals.
但这个苦啊，是苦在心里头的。
But you suffer in your heart.
弟兄姐妹，我们如何能够忍受这样的一个这个牧养的这样一个重责大任？
How can we bear this heavy burden of shepherding?
弟兄姐妹，我们靠着我们天然的爱是不可能的。
By our natural love, that's impossible.
这时候我们需要主那样一个不舍弃的爱。
We need a Lord of unforgiving, unforsaking love.
Unforsaking, 他那样一个无条件的爱。
The unconditional love.
那样一个不改变的爱。
The unchanging love.
那样一个不愿意、不会放弃我们的爱。
That He will never forsake us.
弟兄姐妹，我不晓得你们在无论在家里的服事或在聚会中的服事，你们有没有这样的一个经历过？
Have you ever experienced this love in your daily life?
就是到了一个地步，你觉得这太难了。
To the point that it's so hard.
这是不可能的。
It's impossible.
然而我们不要忘记。
But don't forget.
我们的主的爱。
The love of our Lord.
它是不失败的。
Will never fail.
是永远不会失败。
Will never fail.
我们何等需要主的爱常常的充满在我们心里。
We need His love to fill in our heart.
或者说，我们要常常住在主那样一个得胜的爱里头。
In other words, we need to dwell in His triumphant love.
就像罗马书第八章所说的。
In Book of Romans chapter 8.
叫我们能够靠着那爱我们的主，我们就能够在一切的事上得胜有余了。
We can triumphant by the Lord that loved us.
弟兄姐妹，感谢神，今天因着他爱我们。
Because he loved us today.
他不仅救赎了我们，叫我们成为他的羊。
Not only he saved us for us to be his sheep.
他也更因着爱我们。
Because he loved us.
他愿意我们的生命能够更加的成长成熟。
He wants our lives to be mature.
因为他为我们预备了那个荣耀的冠冕。
Because he has prepared the glorious crown for us.
是为着每一个蒙他所爱所救赎的儿女们所预备的。
For every children of God that he has prepared them.
所以他用他的爱
by his love,
他用他的恩典
by his grace,
来帮助我们
he will help us,
来扶持我们
to
来激励我们
to compel us,
叫我们能够在学习这个牧养的这个职分上面能够靠着他主我们能够来讨他的喜悦
in the ministry of shepherding that we can please him
到有一天
to the day
主回来他显现的时候
When he return appears,
我们能够与他一同在荣耀里面。
We can be with him in the glory.
弟兄姐妹，这是神给我们何等大的恩典。
This is such grace that he had given us.
愿早晨主借着他自己的话语
through the word this morning,
不仅开启我们
he will open our hearts,
叫我们知道他招我们 来牧养他的羊。
So that he called us to shepherd his sheep.
羊是属主的。
The sheep belongs to the Lord.
他是我们的牧人。
He is our shepherd.
他不仅带领我们。
He not only lead us.
他也要供应我们。
He will supply us.
他要帮助我们能够成为和他一样的那样的牧人。
He will help us to become a shepherd just like him.
好叫神救赎我们的心意能够得着完全的成就。
So the will that he saved us will be complete.
我们在一起有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，是因着你爱我们的大爱。
Because of your great love.
在我们还做罪人的时候，你就救了我们。
When we were sinners, you saved us.
主，你要牧养我们。
You want to shepherd us.
主，你要带领我们，供应我们。
You will lead us and supply us.
主，你要使我们能够成为像你一样的那样的一个牧人。
So that we can become a shepherd just like you.
主，叫我们能够来担当彼此的软弱。
We can bear each weakness.
主，叫我们能够在爱的里面彼此的牧养，彼此的关注扶持。
In love that we can care for each other.
主，好叫我们都能够起来跟随你这样一位牧人。
So we will rise up to follow you, our shepherd.
主，我们感谢赞美你的恩典。
We thank you for your grace.
我们也更感谢赞美你对我们的呼召。
And we praise you for your calling.
主啊，因为那召我们的是信实的。
Because you are faithful.
主，你必亲自来成就这样的美事。
You will complete this good will.
叫你的心意能够得着喜悦。
So your will be pleased.
主，愿你帮助我们。
May you help us.
叫我们能够在你回来之前。
Before you return.
我们都能够来跟随我们牧人的脚踪。
We can follow the shepherd's footsteps.
主，我们能够在牧养的这件事上来讨你的喜悦。
On this ministry of shepherd, we can please you.
主啊，叫我们众人属灵生命都能够得着成长。
So our spiritual life will grow.
都能够越来越像你。
We'll be more like you.
愿你得着荣耀。
May you be glorified.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.